Hello, and thank you for calling Comwave Networks. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, you may dial it at any time. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For a dial by name directory, dial 1.
Welcome to the Comwave directory. Please press the first three letters of the person's last name you are trying to reach.
Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, Stan, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, good, Sam. How about yourself?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah, just giving you a call. I know you had spoke to Dennis just about a month ago. He gave me a little rundown of what you guys were looking at. You got some little larger than usual projects coming up. You know, might need some capital for to help with payroll, as I understand that correctly.
They're probably still a couple months out from starting, but I remember talking to Dennis. Either I didn't understand what he was saying, or it wasn't a system we were looking for. So instead of a line of credit, it seemed like it was more of just a cash influx and like a loan, and then we just start paying back on the loan. Does that sound accurate?
Okay, yeah. So it is a little different than a line of credit. You know, it's typically a short-term, short to medium-term cash loan we set you up on.
Well, that makes sense. Maybe we're using terms like line of credit when those terms weren't, I think, really accurate to that type of program.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it definitely is, you know, a little different than a line of credit. I think, you know, I'm looking at the file right now. From my understanding, I think, you know, your need was somewhere in the upwards of probably $100,000. Was that what you were looking
somewhere
at?
Somewhere around there.
Okay. And that's...
It was really unknown. We just wanted to secure ourselves with a line of credit. So when we start getting a lot of these projects, you know, like any construction company would do, that doesn't have, you know, a few million bucks in the bank.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I understand where you're coming from. Have you looked for, you know, that traditional line of credit? I think I see that you guys bank with Chase, right?
Yeah, Chase... We pursued it with Chase. They actually didn't approve us because of a couple matters that weren't quite accurate. We had a thing with the IRS where we owed them money.
Oh, okay.
But we paid them off, but it wasn't reflecting on our credit report.
Oh, it wasn't reflecting the payoff?
Something like that. So, yeah. I mean, I had a letter with me showing it's been paid off, but they were more just at the computer, and, you know, that we're an algorithm, and that's it. So there was really no input from my side.
Yeah, and, you know, to give you a little feedback of, you know, I guess my experience with this, I work with a lot of construction companies, and, you know, what we have, so it's, you know, a little different than credit. A lot of times when, you know, these small, mid-sized companies are looking for funding and they're looking for a line of credit, the only thing that's really available to them are somewhere, you know, around $20,000, $30,000, something like that. So when they come up to these situations where the need is a whole lot higher, the line of credits just flat out aren't available to them. Now, working capital loans, as opposed to a line of credit, we actually base the amount that you're able to get off of your sales. So we're typically able to free up a little more money than what you'd be, you know, able to get through a line of credit. And
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, the benefit of it and where it comes into play a lot. So, you know, looking at your file with the need being, you know, 100 to 150,000, I mean, if you're able to get a line of credit for that and that's what you're comfortable with, I mean, it's a great thing to have. But if it's not available there, the working capital is a great thing to have too.
I agree. I think it's a good plan B. You know, from my standpoint, it's a little more pricey because you're paying on something that you don't necessarily know if you need.
Which is exactly why I wanted to call you, because, you know, I'm looking at it and I see that you guys, it says you're maybe a couple months out. And what I would suggest is typically, you know, we normally don't go through with these unless the need is, you know, current, you know exactly what you're dealing with, and you know how much you're going to make with the project, so it can make sense. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense to go ahead and take the working capital loan while you're waiting to see what's going to pan out. Purpose of my call here was, you know, just to introduce myself to you, because I'm taking over your file. I'll be your point of contact going forward. But I just wanted to get an idea of when you guys think that the need might come up, so we could go ahead and, you know, try to schedule a time to get a full approval at that time for you when it makes.
I'd say probably July 1st.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because we're starting a day job in June, and July 1st would be. And of course, my worry would be we did a lot of paperwork with you guys. Would we have to probably redo all that? You know, so.
So no, very simple. You know, I see what you guys have so far. The submission was some bank statements, a tax return, and the application. The only additional things you would need is when the time comes, we would just bridge the gap with the bank statements, because the program is primarily based on your bank statements. All we need to do is get current with the bank statements, and then we can go ahead and plug in the approval. And, you know, when the time comes, we are usually able to move pretty quickly and get the cash to you in a matter of days. But I just wanted to make sure we're on the same time frame. So, you know, we're not starting this too early, putting you in a tough spot. Like to, you know, try to coordinate it, you know, so it works for both sides.
Okay, well, it would be nice to have some reassurance. You know, when the time comes that we're good to go, and then, you know, because there's too many companies that don't secure it, and then they get too many projects and can't pay their bills.
Absolutely, and then you either can't pay your bills, or you got to end up passing up on work that comes up after that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would be some kind of nice reassurance. Like, hey, okay, everything's looking good. Just send in your bank statements, July 1st. We could do that, because, you know, my concern would be, what if this isn't an option? Now I've waited too long.
Yeah, understand. And, you know, looking at what you have right now, based on those, okay, so to break it down for you, the program's based on your bank statements. So at the time that we're looking at the bank statements that we have, the $100,000 to $150,000 is a perfectly reasonable amount.
Okay.
Now, granted, everything stays the same, all, you know, everything remains the same up until July 1st. We're looking at the same thing, and we'll be able to do it. But we'd have to...
Well, we do have our 2015 tax returns complete, too. I don't think we had those complete last time we spoke.
Okay, yeah, it looks like we have 2014 on here. You know, and it's not...
And 2015 was about $1.1 million, I think, in gross sales.
Okay, now give me one second.
I don't know if that matters, but...
Was that up or down from 2014?
I'm sure it was up. I think 2014 was maybe 800.
Okay, well, you know, if it's not a problem, you know, if you can send the 2015 over, it'll only help it. If you're showing an increase, it'll just push the ceiling
up. Do I have your email address? Have you emailed me before?
You know what? I personally haven't. This is an introduction call for me for you. Now, let me send you an email with my email address and all my contact information.
Okay.
I have yours as stan@comwave.com.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, I'll shoot you just a quick email. You'll have all of my contact information. If you are able to shoot over the 2015, so we have it on file, and then, you know, when we get closer to July, I'll touch base with you, you know, probably every 30 days, but when we get to July, we'll be able to just plug it in and go right away when the time is right.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool. Well, did you have any other questions that I might be able to help you with right now, Stan?
No, not at this time.
Okay, sure. Well, like I said, you know, we'll keep in touch as the time gets closer. It's best to keep, you know, the lines of communication open, and, you know, when the time comes, we'll plug it in and get something that works for you.
Perfect, Sam. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot, Stan.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, talk to you soon.